This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, hold on a second. John from Brookline is on the show. Hello, John.
It's difficult to hear you right now. I'm currently texting and driving. Of course, I'm driving my mega yacht, the Pizzuti One.
Every hot dog that's purchased.
Cultural change is hard.
Also, I really enjoyed this weekend's broadcast. Charles Fourie.
Deep left center. This is out of here. No, it's going to hit the wall. No, it isn't.
Wonderful job. Wonderful job.
All right.
Also, Kill Fitz.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and tomorrow.
Be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Panderer-in-Chief, Greg Hill.
What's up, Bill?
Greg, did you have a problem with the seatbelt law?
I wear my seatbelt when I can fit it over me.
Oh.
But I don't need the government to tell me that I have to, Bill.
Do you have a problem with the helmet motorcycle law?
If they want to kill themselves on a motorcycle without wearing a helmet, they should be allowed to do that.
Dead. Splat.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
Enough with the video vlogs. Mm-hmm. Enough with the 7 Instagram stories while you're driving.
Well, what about the breakfast sandwich? Who's stopping?
That's impeded operation. I see far fewer people.
What about the coffee? What about the makeup?
Every other person is looking down at their phone.
All right. Thank you. That's the stress. What did you call it? That's impeded operation.
Because you don't have both hands free, bruh.
Joined by
they jello for us.
Wiggy.
Next stop, Tampa, Florida.
No.
You're mispronouncing it. Wiggy says it's Tamper.
The Scuba.
Tomper.
Montana.
Wiggy will be here tomorrow. I'm sure he'll tell you that Thomas.
Right? And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Don't listen to country music, because there are a lot of country music songs that are about the woman
splitting
the woman
up.
Leaving
absolutely.
You know. When I've had tragic breakups, I've turned to those kind of songs. Doesn't that get you through the tough time? I mean,
Ken, you are a country breakup song. Uh-huh.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You have a giant mold on your right side.
A what?
Where the f*** are they all?
How about this pile of nuts?
All the fields.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just want to say hi, Greg.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Namaste. Namaste.
Still sad to hear that Ken has had some tragic breakups in his life.
Oh, there was one.
Only one?
One.
Multiple ones?
Oh, boy, it is a sordid history.
Really?
Wedding was canceled
what?
2 months before.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hey.
Really?
How is this just coming up?
This is a truly great story that should be told to the new audience at some point.
No, it takes way too long. No, that's a separate story.
Wait, the police were involved?
No, not that one. That's a separate one.
So have you more often been the dumpy or the dumper, Ken?
Dumpy? No, yeah.
If Curtis is saying it's a great story,
then you know it's a great story. Absolutely. All right. Well, Wigs is here.
What up? What up?
Wigs in, not Wigs out.
Wigs is in the building. What
Jerome,
is up?
That's, Jermaine, Jerome, Wigs
Craig,
is here.
Diane.
Nice to see you. Glad to have you here.
What's going on?
If you want to be on the show this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime this morning on the text line, which is 37937. I think we're getting one more warm day before we get back to normal February temperatures. So,
oh, okay, good.
How great was yesterday's weather?
But yesterday was amazing, and I'm psyched because I was trying to get a little, you know, garage clean out going yesterday while it was nice out, and I looked at the forecast for today, and it said the high was going to be 42 and it was going to rain. I am so happy to see that forecast has changed completely.
Yeah, yeah.
How can the environmentalists be happy with our world-ending warm weather?
Oh, God.
Don't start trouble at 6:04, Curtis, please.
Show hasn't even started yet,
wait
Curtis.
Wait till later. You think country music is depressing? Some of your takes are very depressing.
Hi.
You're more negative than country music is. That's what Russell Wilson told me anyway. All right, we are going to get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes, but right now we start the show with this.
This is
my guitar, gently weeps.
The Lead.
Nice choice. Unexpected, but nice choice. What is your guitar weeping over, Ken?
Well, gently weeping over the Bruins' activity at the trade deadline. You better get in touch with your former Thunder buddy, Don Sweeney, because you are messing with the big man's head. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
How can you say anything negative about the Sweeneyus? The Sweeneyus is the best general manager in the history of hockey.
I thought so. I mean, I need convinced on this one. He traded for two guys named Bob and Zip yesterday, I believe, and a program director to be named later. But another Richie brother? I mean, Kasha and Richie, that's going to put you over the top. He said they were in it to win it. That was a lie. They are hoping to win. They are in it to sign Torrey Krug next year and keep in the mix for the long term. That's what we discovered yesterday.
For sentimental reasons, if only, I wanted them to get Joe Thornton. I really did.
Right.
I would have been cool with that.
I thought that. Yeah. And there was like a flurry of activity for a while.
It was busy.
But for whatever reason, the cost must have been too high for Donnie.
For me, it was more than like sentimental reasons to get him, because if you get Thornton, you could center him on your third line and you could move Coyle to your second line. And I think Coyle at the right wing next to Krejci gives you more juice. It gives you more offense on that second line. That's why I think they should have made a move for him.
Well,
look, they're good. They have a chance, but they are now trailing Tampa and Washington as the favorites in the East, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
I got to say it. I mean, jeez. Okay.
Well, they didn't do anything spectacular, right?
No, they didn't.
And like Ken's right, your window for you this run of potentially winning a Stanley Cup is starting to close. This is it. This year?
They're leading the East.
No. But that's
that's what goes on in this town. It's like we're doing the Celtics.
But how long
we did this a month ago with the Celtics.
Yeah, but the Celtics are not. They're not the front runners to be in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Don and Cam perhaps have a feeling that this team, mm-hmm. as presently composed,
right.
can get back to the Stanley Cup Finals and can win them this year.
This is the same team that was on the ice last year.
Yes, it was. In Game 7?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So
when they struggled with last year, what was the biggest thing that they struggled with?
They took the St. Louis Blues to 7 games in the Stanley Cup Finals. Is that a major struggle?
No. But you got to win. So you're happy with getting there and losing.
Right. All right. So whoever they would have gotten yesterday, whoever they would have given up for Joe Thornton would have led to a Game 7 win last year.
I don't know if he would have led to a Game 7 win, but is he more than Kasha?
Listen, I get it. We're miserable. Our Bruins are in first place, and Ken is miserable about it. Curtis, what are you miserable about this morning?
Hockey talk. Thank God it's my turn. Yesterday, you say I'm negative, Greg. I thought the honoring of Kobe and Gianna Bryant's life yesterday was very well done. Vanessa Bryant showed strength that I don't think any of us could muster in that situation. She was phenomenal. Gino Auriemma gave a great speech. Rob Pelinka, Bryant's close friend and general manager and agent, was great as well. But there was one person there yesterday that did not belong in the Staples Center, and it is this person.
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker. Respect the family and back off, before we come get you.
Snoop Dogg was ever present in the front row yesterday. Horrible, horrible optics by the Lakers organization to allow him inside the Staples Center after he made those comments.
Wiggy Curtis is trying to start a beef with Snoop Dogg.
Who was he talking about? Was that the...
That was Gil King.
Was that when he went off on Gil King?
Yeah, when he threatened her. Literally threatened her.
He apologized, though, afterwards.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was a heartfelt apology. In all sincerity, he should not have been inside the Staples Center.
Yeah, but him and Kobe were friends. So, I mean, there's a, I mean, you don't have it, but there are friends that we have that when we pass away that might not be the nicest people in the world, but they're friends of ours and they'll show up and pay their respects. And maybe everybody doesn't agree with them, but.
I mean, are you supposed to, when it comes to a memorial service or a funeral, you're supposed to forgive? I mean, you're supposed to, I mean.
Curtis wants to make sure we check their character before we let them in.
No, just people who publicly threatened a journalist for doing her job after the passing of the person you're honoring. I don't think that is very classy by the Lakers.
Well, in his mind, she took a shot at Kobe, that's why.
Yeah, I will say one thing. I learned a valuable lesson yesterday, and I'm going to call it the Beyonce rule. I didn't realize until last night that Beyonce requires approval on all photos that are taken of her, and she would not approve the release of a photo of her from the memorial until well after the memorial was over so that she could examine which one is the best one. And based on the last two photos that have been released of me here at WEEI, the horror of the spring training one and the one when the governor was in here, I am requiring now the Beyonce rule be instituted on all photos that are taken.
This is what I've been telling you for years. Photos are forever.
Yeah, yeah.
The Queen Bee rule?
Wiggy, what do you got for
All right, well, the NFL Combine is about to be on us here on March 27th. I am done until next Tuesday when I better hear something about this whole Tom Brady situation because we should be knowing something about him by the end of the Combine. Everybody's going to be down there. His agent will be down there.
You said March 27th. You mean February 27th.
Oh, excuse me. February 27th starts.
Yes.
But it ends March 1st, and we should hear something about the whole Brady saga by the end of next week.
Sager. I know, Danielle.
I'm Sager Magani.
But there is breaking news on that, which is that Don Yee is going to meet with the Patriots at the Combine, correct? That's news this morning?
Yes.
Okay. So
that's why I said
that's good news. So you want an answer. You want an answer by 1 week.
I want something to leak out. You know what I mean?
All right. Danielle, what do you got?
Every once in a while, we hear stories that remind us that the plot of the movie Idiocracy is actually going to wind up coming true. This is one of those stories. In Ohio, the state educational superintendent has declared that students will not have to be proficient in either math or English in order to graduate high school. They only have to show a basic competency.
Okay.
We're going to be a society of morons who can't communicate. Because once all the tech goes down during the robot uprising, we're going to be screwed. We're not going to know how to read cursive. We're not going to know how to read an analog clock. We're not going to be able to do math. We are effed.
I know one person who's in favor of the English part of that.
Oh?
He's all about survival.
Your
Majesty?
We all speak with our own slang nowadays. As long as you're not speaking in another language, we can understand you.
That's ridiculous. So you don't have to, you no longer have to know how to read a conventional clock, how to write in cursive, anything about history.
Nope.
And now in this case, English or math, you don't have to know any of that.
Correctamundo.
Well, I'm pleased to be able to tell you this morning that there is at least one person in this country who is more technologically challenged than I am.
Really?
There is news today that Warren Buffett has finally said farewell to his flip phone.
Oh. Wow.
And he now owns his first iPhone.
Oh, the dumb phone went away.
Even though he was one of Apple's largest shareholders for years, he finally said goodbye to the flip phone and got himself an iPhone.
That's just a hot old move right
so
there.
So Ordway's the last man alive with a flip phone.
Correct. Correct.
That's a hot old move. Come on.
Do you have any friends who still have Blackberries? I have a friend.
Really?
Yeah, my business partner, Paul, in the Howl at the Moon businesses
really?
Still uses a BlackBerry. I think he's the only person left alive who still uses, and they still make BlackBerry.
They do,
believe
yeah.
it or not.
I miss the keyboard.
That's
you,
the like,
do?
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me.
Right. I'm so much of an outsider that I don't even right. adapt to technology.
You think it's a statement by, so yeah. you think it's been a statement by Warren Buffett that
yes.
he still used the flip phone?
Yeah.
I think he's trying. I think he's trying to be like you and appeal to the common man.
You think
right.
so?
Right.
Yeah.
Look at
right.
me. I drive.
I have a dumb phone.
Right. I have a 2004 Toyota Corolla. So what? I'm worth $200 billion.
Well, next up for Warren Buffett, figuring out how to get Netflix on his black and white RCA television.
Right. What a hard
O. Yeah. He's
switch
a
it to UHF.
He's a hard O.
Hold those antennas right there.
Don't move.
He does. He is one of those guys that you're right. He's worth billions.
Come on.
And he drives the same like come 1972 on. Oldsmobile
it's like
coupe
a Cadillac.
That he's,
yeah,
that he's driven.
Like, stop, stop.
And he lives in the same like stop ranch it. House. And mm-hmm. but you don't think that that's because
that's
of the kind
hard-o
of person
move.
That he is?
No,
you think
come on.
He's trying
on.
To be a hard-o?
Yeah, come on. I mean, no one's telling you to go out there and get a, like a Bentley or something like that. But you know,
spend some of that money. You can't take it with you when
well,
you're gone. Is
well,
that what you're
you,
saying?
You can't get a 2020 Oldsmobile.
Yeah,
I can't get all a right. Chrysler.
By the way, he Warren Buffett is worth $88.9 billion.
$88.9 billion
as wow. of December,
yeah.
and as of 2017, he was driving a 2006 Cadillac DTS.
Right. I mean, God forbid he gets a new Cadillac. I mean, imagine what that would do if it was $89 billion.
This texter is informing us that Andrew Luck still uses a flip phone. Is
really?
That correct?
Yes.
Does
really?
He? Wow.
Stop he's got
it.
The. Well, it's not because he's retired. Well, maybe he's trying to save money now that he's retired.
No, there's this the Twitter account Captain Andrew Luck where he's like this old gentleman because he's old school. It's kind of a joke, but no, I don't think he really has a flip.
Maybe
phone.
He's just trying to not send accidental D pics.
Well, he's just dumb. Like, come on, you can't work a iPhone nowadays. You need a flip phone.
All right. if you would like to be on this morning. The number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Here's a 978 text in which the texter says they are texting from the last BlackBerry in Connecticut.
Wow.
See, there are some people, there's something with BlackBerry and emails or something that people really like.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it
Boomer?
Is it the way in which you can respond to emails or the toggle? Maybe they just like playing with the toggle thing all day.
They must.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's a fidget thing. Well, I mean, for a long time, if you were a government employee, I don't know if that's still the case. I don't think it is. But for a long time, when people were switching over to iPhones and Androids, you had to have a BlackBerry if you had a government email account. I think they've gone away from that.
Wiggy, you cannot buy a 2020 Oldsmobile because Oldsmobile is no more.
Yeah, that's why I said a crisis.
That's what all these texters are saying. So, all right. Coming up in a little bit, about a half an hour or so, we are going to get to the dumbest of the day. But coming up next, what'd you say, Danielle? We're all becoming morons, or we're all going to become morons
yep.
in this country?
Correct.
Up next, doctors have to warn all of you about the latest internet cure, which you should not attempt when it comes to placing certain vegetables into certain places.
Nope.
So
nope.
We will get to that coming up next on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Want some cold hard cash this winter? Just go to FindMassMoney.com. See if you are on the Mass State Treasury's list with over $3 billion of unclaimed property. 1 in 10 people have some cold hard cash waiting for them. Could be you. FindMassMoney.com. Fast, easy, and free. How is everything from yet? Yeah, a little tensions were high yesterday here after the show. Everything calmed down? You all right?
Are you talking about the discussion between upstairs Joe and myself?
Yes, ooh. I am. Oh,
well,
boy.
Listen, you know, there's a lot of people that are rightly so on edge because there are changes here at WAAF.
Yes.
So, or there were changes at WAAF on Friday, and people are on edge, but everything seems to be
why
fine.
Why are you on edge?
I'm not.
Well, why are people on edge?
Well, Wiggy, change is tough for people.
Yes.
You know that, but Ken, everything is fine. I'm glad you checked.
It wasn't
not
very
everyone's as adaptable as Jermaine.
It wasn't very Christian, like the new radio station.
Kayla.
In
possibly related news, Don Sweeney is no longer the GM. He's now an operations manager of the Bruins after yesterday. He's been demoted. Nick Ritchie is the ad. Here is the Sweeney's talking about the move.
I mean, I've been proud of our group. You know, where they were in losing in a game seven last year and where they are today, I think they should be proud of themselves. But I do believe that this time of the year, if you have the opportunity to continue to look at areas that you can improve your hockey club and add depth to your hockey club, you have to do that. And, you know, as of today, we're a fairly healthy group, and hopefully it remains as such, and we've maintained our depth. And again, addressing some areas that we felt we needed to. Secondary scoring is always so important. It was so valuable to us in the playoffs last year.
The question is, did they get enough secondary scoring? Nick Ritchie has 8 goals this year in 41 games. He is expected to get a shot on the third line, left wing, with Charlie Coyle and Anders Bjork. We'll see if that's tonight.
But you wanted more from the Sweeney's.
I thought Brandon Saad or Cal Palmieri or even Thornton gives you a little more panache. And I'm worried about their defensive depth, too. But they do have a good group. A lot of big adds, though, in the Eastern Conference. Carolina added Vincent Trocheck. Islanders got Pageau from Ottawa. Tampa added another player in Barclay Goodrow. They already got Blake Coleman, so teams are loading up. Capitals got Ilya Kovalchuk. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun stretch run here in the NHL. Celtics in Portland tonight, 10 p.m. tip. Still no Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, Wiggy, worried about the knee?
I am getting a little concerned about
what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yesterday at Staples Center, of course, the Celebration of Life Memorial for Kobe and Gianna Bryant. Michael Jordan on stage. This was probably the most viral of the clips, trying to keep it light.
He talked about everything, and he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the Knicks.
That brought the house down. Shaq talked, Ariana, as Curtis mentioned. Musical performances, not just Beyonce, right? Alicia Keys and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
They trotted out a lot.
I thought it was really well done. I mean, that kind of thing with all those people at the Staples Center could veer into the overly dramatic, but I thought it was real. And, you know, it took a lot of courage for her to get up there, for Vanessa Bryant.
Well, that's
to get
the first
up there
time we've
talk
seen her speak publicly.
Yeah, so it was really moving.
There was a really cool story from Rob Pelinka, who was Bryant's best friend and his
agent.
About
the text on the morning of helicopter. Yes,
his final act was a text to Rob Pelinka requesting a favor for the father who perished with Bryant on the helicopter to get an internship for her daughter with an agent, and it was just a very poignant moment.
Yeah.
NFL Network reporting a meeting is on tap between the Patriots and Don Yee, Brady's agent. So
that's going to happen at the Combine,
at
correct?
At the Combine, yes.
All right, that's good news.
That is good news for the Patriots. At the Combine, likely number one pick, Joe Burrow had his hand size measured.
Small hands.
Oh.
9 inches, tied for the smallest among first-round quarterbacks measured since 2008. So what does that tell you, Daniel?
9 inches is small.
You're saying 9 inches is small?
Oh, yeah, 9 inches is small.
I mean, don't say that when you got small-handed people around you,
Seriously.
Wiggy.
Have we ever measured the Hillman hands?
No, I mean, I think we should.
Pinky to thumb.
Do we have a measuring device around here?
We will get one.
All right. I think Danielle has a ruler in the office.
I do.
You know why.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do that.
Making sure her lines are straight when she's doing her.
To make sure she's doing straight lines?
Yeah. I'm doing my bullet journal. Yeah. Hello? Yes. What else would it be for?
And don't forget that the Red Sox are in action today again against the Orioles. 1 o'clock on AM 850 on the Shaws in Star
Market. What did they lose and tie
lose
yesterday,
and tie.
Mr. Baseball?
But Yvaldi, right.
Yeah.
2 scoreless.
Yeah, no jinx there. No Hillman jinx there.
Nope, none there.
When it comes to Valdi.
Right. Bounce back year for the Sox. All right, baby. It's the Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The fellas try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking.
No way Wiggy picked that. Ken, that was your choice, right?
Ken's choice, but I thought it would curry favor with
Please, Wiggy. Please don't. Please do not ever again bust a move on this program.
Oh,
all right? Do not. Wiggy's here. I got a text during the break, which is good news based on your lead, Danielle.
Yes.
Danielle's lead was about Ohio.
Correct.
Where they are no longer requiring high school students to be proficient in math or English
yes.
when they leave high school. And this is good news from a texter. Their daughter is in second grade and actually learned how to tell time from an analog clock yesterday. So there are some places where you still have to learn certain things before you can move on to the next grade.
Here's my issue with them eliminating things like the analog clock and cursive. I understand that we don't really use those things anymore.
Right.
But from a brain-building perspective, like a cognitive perspective, that's how you learn to problem solve and figure out how to connect things.
Yeah.
And it's an essential building block to other skills.
I mean, I don't know. Do you
it's
really,
more than just being able to write cursive.
Do you really need to learn how to write cursive anymore? I mean,
no.
Like, what do you need it for? I guess, I mean, as long as you can sign your name on a document.
Right.
What do you need to be able to write cursive anymore? I mean, everybody writes notes on their iPhone and texts them to somebody
else. I mean,
unless
you're in jail, who's writing letters nowadays? I mean,
you're
using a computer to write Word
email,
document.
Everything is emailed. When's
the last time you seen a digital clock anyways? I mean, an analog
clock? The only time you really need it is if you have a watch.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, you don't really
need... And most of the time when you do have a watch, you look at your phone. You don't really look at your wrist.
Yeah. Oh, Big Ben.
Parliament.
Mean, some people have their phones on their wrist as a watch.
Correct.
And then they dramatically use them in public to demonstrate to you that they have an Apple iWatch and that they're able, to get their emails and notifications right in the middle of talking to you.
One of the worst offenses beyond... speakerphone conversations, public FaceTiming, anything like that, or the AirPod, is that guy talking to me or talking to someone on the phone confusion, is when people have speakerphone conversations on their Apple Watch. Bro.
I mean, it's,
tell him you'll call him back in 10.
Like the CIA agents?
I can't.
There's zero decorum left.
No one has any.
And you know what? That's fine.
I've never seen anybody could have a conversation on their watch.
The people that have the least necessity to have that call on their watch are the ones
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting there talking to somebody and all of a sudden their watch rings and they feel the need to take the call from their watch in the middle of talking to you, it's a weird thing.
I've tried it at home just like a few times if my wife calls or somebody calls. It's just like you can't really hear. They can't really hear you. It's just like better off just picking up your phone.
The best thing is when someone answers an Apple Watch call or a speakerphone call thinking that they're going to look cool and then the person on the other end says something that no one is supposed to hear. And then you're like, oh, I just caught that little nugget. Oh, yeah, okay. How's your hemorrhoids doing? That's good.
Here's a text, a 617 text that says, Danielle, they once said that about being able to tack a horse. Meaning to be able to put the saddle on and all the rest of that stuff. So time marches on, Danielle.
Time marches on. But cursive is different than tacking a horse in that it
helps cursive
kids,
do?
Cursive helps.
How does it build?
It helps kids develop their fine motor skills. And studies have shown that when you write things in longhand as opposed to printing, it helps you retain that material better.
Oh.
So there are benefits to it.
How
beyond
about you
just
teach these kids
learning.
How to handle, like, balance a checkbook, how to,
you
know,
understand.
Well,
you should be teaching that. That should be taught as well. Basic financial literacy, like, you know, what's a mortgage, what's a credit card, how to build credit, that stuff should all be taught. 100%.
How to get a loan for a house plant.
Yes.
How to obtain a loan for an expensive house plant.
Yes, for a Thai
important.
Constellation Monstera.
Don't you think it would be more important to give lessons about social media and the dangers about posting things, using your
That's
time
good.
With kids on that versus cursive?
They don't have to be mutually exclusive,
idea.
Though.
There's only a limited amount of time in a day.
I get that, but you can do bits and pieces of it. And, one of the other things that they say that is helpful with cursive is it helps you spell better because you're... that's the thing. We rely on spell check. You have people out there that are like, oh, you're such a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful woman?
Yeah,
what?
But, you know.
What is that?
Unless you're in a spelling bee.
Yeah, but if you don't know...
Wiggy doesn't care.
If you don't know the difference...
technology, man.
If you're not clear on this, Wiggy doesn't care about grammar... spelling.
Oh, I care about grammar.
Past tense.
You do not.
Present
I
tense.
Care about grammar to the point where most people speak like I speak, and it's about getting the person that you're talking to then they know what you're trying to say.
Most of the time, we don't know what you're trying to say.
No, you do. You just are like looking for, well, it's not really done that way. Here, go home and write this in cursive.
Yeah.
Take 5 minutes. It's, yeah. No, teach. I think Curtis is right. It's more important to teach kids about social media and the effects that it has on it. Showing, rather than, you know, teaching them about the pilgrims, show them about some of the things that happened on with social media, some of the negative things, the positive things.
You don't want any talk of the pilgrims whatsoever.
Don't waste your time at Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, show them the things that really, you know, could affect their lives.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just did a quick check because I was morbidly curious. There is pilgrim porn.
Oh,
that's a theme.
Jeez.
You're going to have firewall issues around here.
Is
if
that
you do
Dale's
that
It's
time.
Show prep. That's one of my biggest fears. Every time, whenever I have to get a new company laptop and or I'll have an issue with my computer and I have to talk to our fabulous guy, Sid, in IT, and I'm like, hey, so I got to do this. And I'm always like, browser history, you know, show prep. Literally everything on there is show prep.
Let me guess what happens. The pilgrim mom is out churning the butter and the pilgrim stepdaughter comes home and sees the pilgrim daddy. Is that the thing?
No, dad's not even home. It's the pilgrim mom and the stepdaughter, which is a weird flex.
Really?
Yeah.
Porn site X.
All right. This is Steve. Steve, what's up?
Good morning to everybody. How are you doing today?
What's going on, Steve?
How are you? Wiggy, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm a little surprised at you because you played hockey and you were in the league with us. But Ken, what do you expect the Bruins to do? Joe Thornton's got 4 goals and 23 assists. What is he going to do for you? You're going to be the only team in the NHL history to have 2 40-year-olds on it.
All right, what about Saad? What about Palmieri? What about a legit secondary scoring?
What about? They didn't get them, number one. Number two, this kid Kashi, if you know anything about him, he scores actually all his goals on 5-on-5, which is something the Bruins are weak at. He hasn't been on the power play, but they're going to incorporate him on the power play here because he's a big body, and I think you're going to see him go up exponentially by that. So I don't understand what you expected Don Sweeney to do. This team, the way it's constituted, the only person you're missing now is Dan Snyder. They traded him. This team is fine. This team is made right now for the playoffs. They're going to the playoffs, and I'll give you Tampa Bay, Washington, God better. But you know what? You don't know what Tampa Bay's going to do in the playoffs. They went out with four games last year. And Washington, then I don't fear Washington. I don't think the Bruins do either. They're a tough play for the Bruins, but I think the Bruins get by with being in the finals again this year.
Ken wanted a blockbuster deal done or a bigger deal done yesterday. Correct. By Don Sweeney, the Sweeniest, but it didn't happen.
I mean, Kasha has had 7 concussions over his career already.
Yeah,
he is an injury risk, a serious one. He's had one this year. He's still out. He might not play tonight. So maybe they're hoping on him, but mostly they dumped salary here to get Krug signed. That's what these deals were.
Aren't you okay with that? I mean,
it's great for the long run, but if your window is a year and a half.
You're going to have to pay Torrey Krug. We've discussed this on this show, I think, but you're going to have to pay him $7 million, don't you think?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but Ken makes a great point, right? When you start to look at your window, how long is your window? Are you about winning right now, or are you about saying, okay, we're just trying to figure out what we need to do for the future?
I think Donnie Sweeney is probably looking at this team as currently constituted, like Steve said, and saying, all right, this is a team that went to Game 7 in the finals last year.
And lost.
And lost.
Right.
But can get back there and do that same thing. And I don't want to mortgage the future when it comes to young players to go out and do a deal. Like Joe, I mean, he makes, like, sentimentally, I wanted to see Joe Thornton come back here. I thought that would have been a cool thing. Joe, hey, he's back. He finishes his career here. That's a great – I thought that would have been cool. But he's right about – I mean, he also kind of disappears sometimes in the playoffs.
No disrespect to Joe. Obviously the Kovalchuk thing, it might come back to backfire on them a little bit now because they had a chance maybe about a month and a half ago to potentially sign him for relatively for nothing. And take a flyer on him. I mean, he looks like he's playing well. And now, and Ken's point is, and I agree with this, is you're relying on a guy that is injury prone to potentially be your secondary scoring, because that's what everybody was thinking. Get somebody to help with your secondary scoring, and you're relying on a guy that, might have some talent, but the problem is he going to be on the ice for you?
Just need another 30 goals from Pasta. Everything will be okay.
Yeah, but even in the playoffs, though, right. the first line struggled, right? The first line struggled last year, so you might not get that scoring like you're getting from him now in the regular season, in the postseason. So you're going to need more options, and you're going to need that kind of stuff. And did the Bruins do enough? Because you got to ask yourself, if getting to the Stanley Cup Finals and losing, is that a productive season?
I mean, does anything ever meet with anybody's approval around this place?
No.
Ken, are you ever happy?
Well, I just tell it as it is. What do you want me to do?
Be a honk and just say they're great?
But
they're first in the East.
Okay, but they don't have Johansson this year, and the Lightning are coming. They are coming. And last year you had the gift of Tampa and Washington both going out in round one. That is not going to happen this year.
All right.
Tampa.
If you would like to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. It's a Tuesday, so that means Wiggy is here. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up next. Some help on the rejoins, Ken? I can step in there if you'd like.
I'm two for two today, baby.
Why don't you want a Wang Chung this morning?
It's a flashback to 1990.
Why would anybody want that?
How does this song not get you in a good mood?
Did you select that or something?
I didn't, but I mean, how can you deny it?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
You're a pate poupere.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Joe?
Well, not everybody's Wang Chunging, and not everybody is kung fu fighting either.
That's very true. That's very true.
Good morning. Hey, back on that thing about the education, my huge pet peeve is the people who use loose in place of lose on social media constantly.
Yes!
I mean, Danielle loses her mind over people that are using the wrong there on social media or your on social media.
Yep. And two, T-double-O. Yep.
But that makes
you such hottos. You're from Revere, Joe. Let's be honest.
I'm Revere. I still know what proper grammar is.
I understand that, but come on, stop being a hotto in two because it's only one O and not two.
It's a completely different word.
Oh my God.
For me.
Come on, though. But you know where somebody's trying to, you know the context of the sentence and you know what somebody's trying to say. Just because they added
an extra what school they went to.
Well, like, okay, so what? You add an extra O, it's like all of a sudden, oh my God.
I mean, what's your issue with Revere, Wiggy?
I mean, my issue is that, like, you grow up in the same place I grew up in. Now, all of a sudden, it's how do you speak? I know a lot of people from Revere that sound just like me.
A big issue on social media.
We're grown men.
Yeah, but it's not like we're talking, we're using, like, what was the language kids used to make up? Pig Latin was that? Yeah, not like we're talking like that.
No, it's just, I mean, there are people who have standards. So Danielle is worked up because in Ohio, they have announced that you will now be able to graduate high school and you don't have to be proficient in English or math. So there are some people when it comes to the King's English who are they believe that some should be held to a higher standard, and they get bothered when people are on their social media or they're emailing and they're choosing the wrong word or the wrong tense of a word.
Sent a guy a photo last fall. He wrote back with, "You're so beautiful, Y-O-U-R." That was the end of that relationship.
That was it.
Couldn't do it.
I knew what he was trying to say.
No, I knew what he was trying to say. He didn't know what he was trying to say.
So when you're, and we need to know, I know that there is at least one of us who needs to know more about the photo you sent the dude. You're going to judge a guy about whether you're going to date him or not based on how proficient he is in grammar wise.
That wasn't the only grammar mistake. I would be forgiving if that were like a simple thing, and I would just
Well,
I would reply with your with the proper one really handsome too.
You should be down at Harvard, like scrolling the English majors.
You don't have to go to Harvard to know the difference between Y-O-U-R and Y-O-U-R.
I understand that, but the guy probably made a simple mistake.
No, he didn't, because he did it repeatedly.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Not well.
Did he send wigs out at the end?
He did. Hashtag wigs out.
We're all fraudulent here.
He said, do me a favor and take a deep breathe. That's another one that drives me crazy.
Wigs out. There.
My breathe smells like garlic. Really? What? Your breath? Your breath does.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says Wiggy has his own language.
That's it. Yeah.
It's called
the King's English.
No, it's Wigsperanto.
It's called the King's English. We speak it in East Boston.
It's a Wigginese or something like that. Whatever it is.
We speak it in Eastie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, so we were the proper Costa Rica.
Uh-huh. Leopard Island.
People, it's like I said, it's Steve Rogers. It's the grammar police.
Here's the Leopard Island.
I seen you the other day when you were correcting somebody doing something.
Seem. That's a big one with Wiggy.
Seem.
I seen.
No, but that's okay. You don't say that, do you?
What,
you
I seen you?
He said
I seen?
It, he just
you
said
did?
It earlier today.
Oh, yeah, God, I must have blacked out.
I seen you. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It means I seen somebody over there. I
you
seen
saw
you last
somebody?
Week.
Well, you yeah. have seen?
Well, whatever.
You have
if I seen.
Seen
him.
You saw.
I seen him.
Nope. You didn't see anything. Yeah,
that's how
and
proper
seen.
English speaks.
Oh.
here's an academic advisor for students that are getting their master's.
Yes.
On the text line, who says that you would not believe how often the wrong tense of the word there is used in addition to your. Mm-hmm. I mean, your, that yeah. that bothers
It's probably
you,
but, a lot. Because yeah. most people speak like I speak, and there's probably, Danielle's an outlier.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, you are. You and
because
your,
I know
you
the
and your
hot
old buddy
yours?
From Reville just called and said the two.
Wiggy, just because you keep repeating that doesn't mean it's true.
You're I know, not, I just told you it's
you
true.
You do not talk like everybody else. You
I talk
an
like the majority of people.
No, you don't.
Maybe
don't.
We should call it Wig Latin, your language.
Did you come up with
I like that?
That was really good. That was good.
I talk like the majority of people.
No, I don't.
I think he's right,
take
though.
Take a trip around the city and see how most people
talk. Go to Costa
Rica.
He's mm-hmm. not right about, I don't think he's right about Danielle or others being grammar hardo, but I think he's right when he says Warren Buffett is a hardo for just finally giving up his flip phone
right.
yesterday and getting an iPhone.
Or I mean, is it because he's old?
No, the guy, Wiggy's right. The guy, he's got, how much did you say he's worth?
As of December, Warren Buffett was worth $88.9 billion with a B dollars.
Call it 89.
Yeah.
He's worth $89
right.
billion.
Uh-huh.
And he just literally got
right.
rid of his flip phone.
Right.
And he went to the iPhone, right. finally.
I mean, that's why I said it's the hard old move. It's no different. Different than when somebody puts something on Twitter and everybody responds and replies or does whatever, but there's one hotto and goes, oh, by the way, two, and the sentence is used with two O's.
You don't want anybody to hold themselves accountable
but
for anything.
I don't mind it. I don't. But I think people are just doing it to say, look at me.
More mild or milder.
One of my best friends in high school wrote his term paper, and it's spelled on the deceleration of independence.
All right. Well, we have got to get to this right now.
It's time for
Hey Moron.
What a dope.
Hey Idiot. Hey Dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of
dumb.
The
dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, time now for the dumbest of the day. We've tried to listen to everything that was said yesterday and determined that this indeed is the dumbest of the day.
Oh, this is a couple days old, but it is outstanding. It is dumb as can be. Our president was welcoming the 1980 Olympic hockey team to his stage in Vegas.
Yes.
And he doesn't know what a save is. Uh-huh. He doesn't know how to pronounce Mike Ruzzioni's last name. And he wants Mike Ruzzioni to compliment him for his golf game.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
I'd like now to invite these incredible sport legends to join me on stage. A friend of mine and a very good golfer, by the way, Captain Mike. You wrote, hey, Mike, where's Mike? Where
oh,
is
my
Mike?
God.
Mike, do you know who he is? He's a fake handicap, is what he is. But just tell them, am I a good athlete and am I a good golfer?
Yeah, you are. Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
Thanks, Mike. That was some goaltending, right? How many did you rebuff?
I mean, but how many did Jim, how many did he do?
Very few.
Very few, but a lot of shots, right?
Yes, a lot of shots.
He was like a piñata.
Well, that's his good friend, Micah Rosenzoon.
Right.
Micah,
but that's how, but see, even Trump, right? Trump knows what he's doing, because most people would butcher his last name.
What do you
so he just gets yes, it. Come on, Daniel, so just, stop it. Most people would be like Mike Aroni.
Yeah.
Mike Aroni.
Hey, Mike.
Does somebody to prep him beforehand?
Yeah. But he looks more normal when he does it that way. It's not like the last guy's his name was Mike Smith.
Mike Rosen.
Now, granted, he might not know a lot about hockey. Okay, I can understand that. To rebuff those goals.
All right. Of all words to get for save, rebuff.
Rebuff.
You know what he meant.
He hits the thesaurus.
I know what he meant. Pinata.
You knew what he meant.
I know what he meant. It's like a pinata.
Meant like block the shots.
Here's a 603 texter who wants me to stop laughing or giggling. It makes them want to jerk their steering wheel into the nearest telephone pole, and I don't want that. So.
Is it something about your laugh?
Yeah, they don't like my laugh or my giggle or what have. So I'll do my best not to laugh or giggle.
Sure, they're not making fun of me. My laugh is horrendous.
The way to do that is to have Curtis just talk the whole entire time.
Oh, God.
Don't do that here to people. Is.
Come on. I'm not upstairs, Joe.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, my pet peeve is people who say these ones and those ones.
These ones and those ones?
It's redundant. What do you mean?
Why is that redundant? I'm going to be like Wiggy. Why does anybody care
these
about that?
These ones or those. It's just the ones
it's just
part.
These
it's
are
just
those?
These are those.
You
it's
don't say ones
the
afterwards?
No.
Why would that bother you?
Because they're hottos. That's why. That's why it bothers
them. Because I want
them.
People to be educated. Is that so
stop
wrong?
Stop it, Danielle.
You sound like a bunch of idiots.
Stop, Danielle.
You stop.
I want people to be educated. So why are you not teaching? Why don't you teach like a
enough.
Class? No, like, you know, there are like, you know, a lot of kids that need their GED afterwards. You can go teach a class afterwards.
I would be happy to help students that are struggling with grammar or math.
There you go.
I excel at both.
Well, see, somebody's listening. She could do a class at Harvard.
Can you help my good friend Mac Aroni, the goalie of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team?
Yes, I can.
Okay. He was pretty
good.
All right, that'd be great. How many did you rebuff?
Mike Aroni, there's a lot of them.
He tries to whisper that it was Jim Craig, and Trump still just flies right by it.
Well, he's busy. He's doing a rally, and he's the president of the United States.
Right.
The good thing is that there were no monkeys at all at the Taj Mahal yesterday. You know the vicious attack monkeys that we talked about? There were none of them around. That I think they were scared by the catapults or the slingshots or whatever.
No,
there
even they didn't want to be around Trump.
There was nary a monkey that was around yesterday at the Taj Mahal at all.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Are those the monkeys that are spreading the herpes virus?
They may have the herpes. I don't know.
I think
about
the ones
that.
In Florida are the macaques with the herpes, yes.
It's possible. Wiggy. All right. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.